Translation and purport by Swami Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Uddhava thus served the Lord continually from childhood, and in his old age, that attitude of service never slackened. As soon as he was asked about the message of the Lord, he at once remembered all about him. Purport. Transcendental service to the Lord is not mundane. The service attitude of the devotee gradually increases and never becomes slackened. Generally, in old age, a person is allowed retirement from mundane service. But in the transcendental service of the Lord, there is no retirement at all. On the contrary, the service attitude increases more and more with the progress of age. In the transcendental service, there is no satiation, and therefore there is no retirement. Materially, when a man becomes tired by rendering service to his physical body, he is allowed retirement. But in the transcendental service, there is no feeling of fatigue, because it is spiritual service and is not on the bodily plane. Service on the bodily plane dwindles as the body grows older, but the spirit is never old, and therefore, on the spiritual plane, the service is never tiresome. Uddhava undoubtedly became old, but that does not mean that his spirit became old. His service attitude matured on the transcendental plane, and therefore, as soon as he was questioned by Vidura about Lord Krishna, he at once remembered his Lord by reference to the context and forgot himself on the physical plane. That is the sign of pure devotional service to the Lord, as will be explained later on, Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya, etc., in Lord Kapila's instructions to his mother, Devahuti. Sakatam sevayatasya kalina jarasangataha prishtavartam prati bruyat bhartupadavanusmaran. Uddhava thus served the Lord continually from childhood, and in his old age that attitude of service never slackened. As soon as he was asked about the message of the Lord, he at once remembered all about him. Om Ajnatimarandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Panchakalpa Tirupyascham Kripa Sindubhyevacham Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a pleasure to be here in front of all the exalted devotees. Please give me blessings so that I may say something relevant to today's purport. So when you personally, when you think of devotees who are in an old age, they were very, very enthusiastic to do service, what devotees do you think of? Who do you think of? Srila Prabhupada, yes, exactly. Srila Prabhupada is a perfect example. He would say he wanted to die on the battlefield. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, Vira Bhav in this life, Madhurya Bhav in the next. So he liked the fighting spirit, and he said, where there is life, we should preach. So I've given an example, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Srila Prabhupada is another example. Any other ones? Okay, anyone else? Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Yes, perfect example. So it said that he was 143 years old when they took him back to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, took him in a basket, and as we know, Gauravir Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdishtas Sach Janapriya Vaishnava Sarvaboma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. The pranam mantras say he is the best of Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Sarvaboma, and Gauravir Bhava Bhumistvam Nirdeshta. Nirdeshta means he indicated the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. And that was a big thing at the time because there was a lot of fighting going on because different mats were kind of saying other things. They were saying the birthplace was in Navadvip city. And it was a good way to make money as well. If you say, oh, here's the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, you know, then suddenly your place becomes very important. So there was a lot of fighting going on, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, it said that his eyelids were so drooping that you have to pick them up to see. It's like that. So that's incredible. How many people live till 140? Who's the oldest person in the world today? I have no idea. Maybe 120 years old, I would guess. But here's someone in 143. And he danced, just jumped in the air, full of energy, because it's spiritual. Any other examples? Sanatan Goswami. Could you explain? Because I don't know this one. Oh, yes.
And every day he was recombinant, but he was so enthusiastic. But Krishna indicated that, you know, you should recombinant smaller because you're getting older.
Yes.
So he's still very enthusiastic, but Krishna made him lessen it.
I'm actually thinking of another person as well, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. Haridas Thakur, thank you. Do you want to elaborate?
When he was chanting so many rounds, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught him at his old age that he shouldn't chant so many rounds, it's not necessary anymore.
Oh yes, lovely pastime. He was so humble that when he was leaving the planet, his health started to fail. And instead of saying, it's my health, he said, it's my attitude was problem. He was so humble, he said, I've got an attitude, I can't complete my rounds. But actually he was going to leave the planet, so... And he left the planet in the most wonderful circumstances because Lord Chaitanya's feet were on his chest and he was hearing the holy name and he was looking at Lord Chaitanya. So he's a wonderful example. So how about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? So how does he describe his writing of Chaitanya Charitamrita? He explains, I am old, my body is trembling, I can barely see, I can barely even remember, by some miracle... It's just flowing. The slokas are flowing from him. So this is an empowerment, and there's no restriction of age. And of course, we mentioned Srila Prabhupada. You know, some of the scholars, they like to say, it is incredible how he wrote so much at such an age, you see. But age is no limit. So when you get that special mercy, then that's what happens. So let's talk about consciousness. Uddhava, he goes into internal consciousness. Oh, you've... No, he's indicating you have to speak. Is it another example? Yes, thank you.
Narendra Maharaj once said that devotees were saying him he should slow down because he was getting very sick and he should take a break and take some time out. And he said that Prabhupada has injected the self-destruction mode into our blood. Injected it into us. We can't help it. We can't stop.
Fantastic. And back to Sananda Saraswati, doctors would tell him, you have to stop, you know, your heart problems. And he just said, no, I'm going to carry on preaching anyway. It's not worth it. So then Uddhava, it's interesting that pure devotees, they have prema. But within the category of prema, there is internal consciousness and external consciousness. We shouldn't think that when someone has prema, if their external consciousness, that's somehow material. It doesn't mean that. External means they're conscious of the outside world, but they still have prema. So it's said that there were three states of consciousness for Lord Chaitanya. Anyone know the three states? Yes?
External, internal, in between.
Yes, in between, half. It's antadasha, means internal, bayadasha, external, and ardhabaya, meaning half external. So Srila Prabhupada explains that when, actually in Krishna book, he explains Lila Smarana is actually the highest form of thinking of Krishna. It is recommended by the great authorities. Actually, I'll give you the quote. Here Krishna was playing in this way. Here Krishna was blowing his flute. Krishna was joking with us in this way, and Krishna was embracing us like this. This is the residents of Vrindavan. They're thinking, they're remembering Krishna when he's left. And then Prabhupada writes, this is called Lila Smarana, and it is the process of association with Krishna most recommended by great devotees. So we can associate with Krishna in so many ways, but the most recommended way is this Lila Smarana.
So in a recent class, we were discussing how the holy name is pacifying the gopis, and yet at the same time, they're searching for Krishna. So it's interesting that in this chapter on searching for the gopis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes three levels of where their intense separation, it gets greater and greater. So it begins with searching. They're searching for Krishna. Then it reaches the level where they imitate Krishna. And then it reaches the level where they think, I am Krishna. So this is wonderful. It's all connected to Uddhava. And Uddhava is mentioned here. So it's Vidura is talking with Uddhava. So we should understand where is our position. In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Maeva mana adatsva, mai buddham nivesya, nivashishati maeva, ata urdham asangshaya. Just try and fix your mind upon me, engage your intelligence on me. Thus you will come to me like this. And then, ata chittam samaditum, nashakshasi maistiram, abhyasa yoga yuktina, mami chaptum dananjaya. If you can't do this, you follow your sadhana. Right? Process of sadhana will make us, bring us to the point where we actually desire to associate with Krishna. Or we desire to think of Krishna. So, in our level, at least I speak for myself, the natural tendency is for the senses to go out, whereas for advanced devotees, it's more natural that the senses draw inwards. So what is the verse? It said that the word Srimati Radharani is not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanumana ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai. So it said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's Srimati Radharani is not mentioned, but there is one verse which does indicate her. Who knows this verse? Anaya radito nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishvaraha Yano Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anaya Drahaha. So it's explained, this is explaining how Srimati Radharani was very fortunate. She was taken away by Krishna. So when she left the Rasadans, remember that Krishna left the Rasadans too because he was so attracted to Radharani. So she got special mercy. Pritoyam Anaya Drahaha. So he took her to a secluded spot. So this is where Radharani is mentioned. And it's said that Shukadeva Goswami did not mention Radharani because he would go into trance if he did. So here's an interesting fact. I'm reading Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava at the moment. And it's explained there that the same would happen to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. Sometimes when he heard the name Radharani, he would go into trance. He would experience Ashtashatvikavikar. These are the transformations of pure love, prema, ashta, sattvika, vichar, vikar. It's also said that on one occasion, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati was in an assembly, and he started speaking on the first verse of Vilap Kusumanjali. And then he went into ecstasy, he started shaking, and he fell off his seat. So when he regained consciousness, he felt regret, and he said, I have spoken this high topic in an assembly where there are unqualified people. And therefore, that is why I was unable to speak further. And he felt regret. And he said, I should only speak according to the instructions of Rupa and Raghunath. Raghunath Das Goswami is the author of Vilap Kusumanjali. So that's a message to us all. Pujala Raghupata, Gaurava Mangi, that we keep the higher topics above us, we have an awe and reverence for that, and we don't try to prematurely understand high topics. So that's the difference between Uddhava and people like myself is, for Uddhava, he has to make an effort to come back to external consciousness. He just needs to hear about Krishna and immediately he goes into trance. Whereas for devotees like myself, for example, then I have to follow sadhana in order to try and gain that attraction, because my natural attraction is for the external world. So, let's talk about Narottam Das Thakur. Jai. So what is the famous... as far as we, our daily sadhana goes, how do we benefit from Narottam Das Thakur? Guru Puja, yes. This is from... which book is this from? No, Prema Bhakti Chandrika. When we think of Narottam Das Thakur, we can think of two books, Prema Bhakti Chandrika and Prarthana. So Prema Bhakti Chandrika, the first verses are these, the first four verses are these verses. It's Guru, Guru Mahima, glorification of the Guru. So Lokanath, Lokara Jivana, what is the meaning of that? Lokanath is the Diksha Guru of Narottam Das Thakur. But it also has another meaning, because Lokanath can mean the Guru in general. So if you want to sing to Prabhupada, Lokanath, Lokara Jivana, you can see Prabhupada is the master of the world, master of the people, Loka. So Narottam Das Thakur is another example of, actually this section of the Bhagavatam is describing how very advanced devotees or fortunate devotees or Nitya Siddhas, when they come to the planet, they engage in devotional service from an early age. So Uddhava's one example, played with dolls. Can anyone give some other examples of Prabhupada, yes. He actually explained how he felt very blessed that his father would teach him deity worship at a young age. Anyone else? Maharaj Parikshit, yes, very good example. I think that was mentioned in yesterday's verse, was it? Sloka, was it? I can't remember now, the purport. So Parikshit, the word Parikshit means to examine. So Parikshit Maharaj, he had this, the darshan of Krishna. He's known as Vishnu Rata, meaning he's protected by Vishnu. So when he had that darshan, then that was it. His life was over, and he spent the rest of his life searching for that moment. A bit like Narad Muni, he had the darshan, sitting under the banyan tree, then he spent the rest of his life doing sankirtan and trying to have that vision of Krishna again. So it said, Smiram Bangi Praya Traya Parichitam Sachis Vishtir Nadrishtim and Nyas Bangsi Nyasta Dara Kishalam Ita Ujfalam Chandrakena Govindakyam Haritanum Ita Keshikirto Pekante Ma Prekshistas Tavayadi Saki Bandhu Sange Shtirangaha. Rupa Goswami says, if you're at all attached to friends, family, etc., then do not go to Kejigat in the moon, the dark night of the moon. And if you see Krishna, you hear his flute and you see his sidelong glance, then it's all over. You will be attracted to nothing else and you'll have to just leave your family. You'll have no attraction for anything else. So Narottam Das Thakur, he had a wonderful experience when he was a teenager. Lord Nityananda came to him in a dream and told him, bathe in the Padmavati River. Now there's a story before that, that when Lord Chaitanya was on the planet, he came to the Padmavati River and he deposited Krishna Prema there. And he told Padmavati, I want you to keep this Prema, and when Narottam comes, I want you to give the Prema to him. And she replied, how will I know who Narottam is? And he replied, when someone enters your waters, your banks will overflood, and then you know that is Narottam. Because Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy, he was chanting, Narottam, Narottam. And his associates didn't know, who is this Narottam? So he explained, he will one day preach Krishna consciousness. So to fulfill this is after the departure of Lord Chaitanya. Narottam had the dream. Lord Nityananda came in the dream, and he gave them this instruction. So when Narottam went to bathe in the Padmavati, he attained this Krishna Prema. And from that moment onwards, he wanted to escape family life. So he was from a royal background. So his family was very opulent, but in his heart, he simply wanted to escape. So his family, they had bodyguards to try and stop him escaping. But he was too tricky, and he managed to escape, and he went to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, a bit like Raghunath Das Goswami, similar story. He was coming from the Zamindar family, very, very wealthy. His wife was beautiful, like an apsara. He had the wealth comparable to Indra, but it meant nothing to him because he had love of God in his heart. He conquers all. So when Narottam Das Thakur came to Vrindavan, at first he was lamenting. Why? Because Rupa and Sanatana Goswami had left the planet. He didn't get to have the darshan of all these exalted devotees at the time of Lord Chaitanya. However, he was in love with Lokanath. So Lokanath Das Goswami, he actually had no disciples, and he said he'd made this decision out. He didn't want any disciples. But Narottam Das Thakur was very much in love, felt this spiritual connection with Lokanath. So he would do menial service. So what did he do? He would, when Lokanath Das Goswami would pass through in the forest, wherever he was, Narottam Das Thakur would come and clean the place up and make it very nice. And after a while, Lokanath was wondering who is doing this. He didn't understand, so he hid in the forest behind some trees and he watched. And then one evening, there he comes, Narottam Das Thakur, and he's doing the cleaning. So Lokanath, being humble, he chastised him. He felt ashamed. But Narottam Das Thakur, he had such love. His heart was broken, and Lokanath could see the humility and the deep desire of Narottam, so he accepted him as a disciple. So that's one disciple. And this goes to show you can have one disciple who can change the course of the whole Sampradaya. Our ISKCON Sadhana, we have Prarthana, we have the Guru Puja here, all these songs. So we're very much influenced by Narottam Das Thakur. Prabhupada mentions him so many times in purports. And his samadhi is in Vrindavan. Anyone know which temple it's at? Radha Gokulananda, yes. So there's three samadhis there. Well, actually, there's more. Tell me. Yes. Thank you. It's four, yes. So if we think of these first three, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, his Shiksha Guru is Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur's guru is Lokanath, so all three are there. But it's the Pushpa Samadhi. So why is there's no full body Samadhi, as they call them in India? There's no full body Samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. And why is that? Yes, he voluntarily dissolved his body. He was bathing in the Ganges and his body dissolved into milk. It's an amazing mystic city. Srila Narottam Das Thakur Ki Jai. So we're almost at 1:30, and so I've said a little bit about Narottam Das Thakur. And Prayojana Prabhu has a question or a comment. Thank you. Jiva Bhatti, yep.
Yeah. When his service passed away, he passed away. They couldn't understand how he did. He's on a support system with God. Mother Kalangana. Sorry. Mother Kalangana is another example. And journalists keep in service. And it was an example of this.
We can't turn up here, we have to turn up over there. It's not working at all, okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Remember once I heard the story of Mother Kalangana. She chastised someone. She was in her bed and someone was talking and she said, "Stop talking this material stuff. I'm trying to go back to Godhead." She's very serious. Adi Guru Prabhu. Yeah. Tapyanti lokatapena sarva praya sojanaha parmaradanam tadhi purushasya kilatmanaha. Yes. Yes. Okay. But yeah, it's, I can see the point. Arada. Thank you. I didn't mention the Keturi festival, famous festival. So after the departure of Lord Chaitanya, several years later, Narottam Das Thakur held this festival at Keturi, which is where he was born. And he was singing beautiful kirtan. He had his own kirtan style, which was passed down. I don't know if it still exists. And the kirtan was so ecstatic that Lord Chaitanya and his associates appeared in the kirtan. So that's some kirtan. You know, there's one story in the Prabhupada memories. There's one kirtan, and Prabhupada, I think Vishnujan was leading, and then at some point Prabhupada took over, and it ended up all the devotees were on the floor crying. It's amazing. Sometimes kirtans can be like that. Anyway, there's a Thursday Harinam today if anyone wants to go out and do some public chanting. Leaving here about 9:30. Hare Krishna. Anyone else? Final comments or questions? Maharaj. Thank you. There's a Durga. Dugda Samadhi, a milk Samadhi. Thank you. Yeah, so what happened when Narottam Das Thakur, when his body was dissolving into milk, his followers were keeping that milk. So now we have a milk, a Dugda Samadhi. Thank you very much. You know, Narottam Das Thakur mentioned gold. His body was blackish, but when he attained this prema, when he bathed in the Padmavati, his body transformed. His parents didn't recognize him. His body had a golden complexion. Antaranga Prabhu. Yes. Thank you. And now you. Really amazing. So Mother Sitala, that's the wife of Hari Sari Prabhu, has written a book about Narottam Das Thakur. It's very popular. Hari Guru Prabhu. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, they still have some of the paraphernalia used by Narottam Das Thakur. In our line, our bhajans, it's mainly two acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur. Yes. Amazing. Hari Bol. You know, Narottam Das Thakur also learnt from Jiva Goswami, took instruction from Jiva Goswami. So, such an amazing personality.
Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srinartam Das Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi Haribol.